Wait a minute. A shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mantelpiece. Okay.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Oh, I got them right there in my room now. Wait a minute. Oh, oh Lord. Wait a minute now. Fire tongs.
Okay. Well, now, those are the things that you pick the logs up with, or the things that they rest on?
They rest on that. Oh. The fire, you put your wood on that.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
Lighters. Okay. To catch your fire, yeah.
What do you call a little room that people hang overcoats and things like that in?
Closet.
Okay. And what do you call a great big piece of furniture that people can hang clothes up in?
Oh. Just like a, well, that's a closet right on, ain't it?
Well, there's another word for a piece of furniture.
It's furniture or clothes?
It's a piece of furniture, and a great big thing, and it might have a few drawers in it.
Wait a minute.
Might have a mirror on it.
I know, wait a minute now, but I got to give me time.
Well, have you heard people call it a wardrobe or a shift?
Wardrobe, a shift, or either one. That's what it is.
Okay.
That's
so, which word would you be more likely to use?
A shift room.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house like these boards?
I don't know now.
Okay.
I don't know now. Boards, I don't know that.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Wait a minute. I know what that is too, but my brother had one night on in Savannah. Stoop.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Cow pen.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Oh, we don't have any rocks and stones
here. No, we don't have that.
What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it? It's got a handle across the top and you carry it along.
A pail.
Yeah. Would you call it anything different if it were made out of metal?
Well, I don't know, but I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Well, what about an aluminum?
A bucket?
Yeah. Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Have you ever heard it called anything besides a frying pan?
No, a skillet.
Skillet?
They call them skillets. Some call them frying pans, some call them skillets.
But it's all the same thing?
All the same thing.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
I ain't got now, but I guess it... That thing's a sink, ain't it?
Yeah, but there's a particular word for the thing where you turn it on and off.
Well, I don't know, because I got none.
Okay.
I ain't got none.
Well, now, what about that kind of thing on a barrel, where you turn it on and off?
That's, Oh, Lord, I know what that is. You turn it and the water come out of it.
That's right.
Oh, faucet, ain't it?
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing if it's out in the yard?
What?
That where you turn it on and off that somebody might hitch a hose up to? Would you call it a faucet right on?
A faucet, that's all, because you've got to turn it.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put in?